Lobos, and welcome back to Honest Tea with Shaq HP.
Hey, Lobos.
All right, Lobos, we have some very sad news to share with you today. Chris will not be joining us on this podcast.
Boo.
Yeah, boo. But we will let him tell you why he's out on his very own special edition episode in 2 weeks. Next week, like we said, we'll have mental health screening, which good news, he'll be back for. And then the following week, we'll have Chris's special edition as to why he was out today.
We miss you, Chris. We can't wait until you're back.
Yeah, I hope you're listening to us, even though you're not working. But I don't know, Leah, who's going to tell us some corny jokes?
I don't know. I don't have any dad jokes, like, in my pocket to share.
Me either, but I know someone who does. And maybe Lauren can help us with this.
What?
Yeah. Today, joining Leah and I is Lauren Lewis, a health education consultant for employee wellness and my very own personal trainer. Well, she trains like 50 of us at once, but she's always yelling at me, so she's my own personal trainer. Welcome, Lauren.
Thanks, Tiffany. Thanks, Leah. I'm happy to be here.
Thanks for being here.
Sure.
We're so excited to have you.
Yeah, we're really excited to talk to you about fitness today. And I personally am getting my NASM certification right now. I'm in like I think it's like a 10-week or 12-week course, and it's kicking my butt, but I'm learning a lot of new stuff that I had no idea just going to the gym or working out by myself. So I can't wait to get your expertise. Lauren, what cert do you have?
I actually have the NASM cert, the National Academy of Sports Medicine. I got that back in 2013. And I'll tell you, it was life-changing for me to get certified as a personal trainer. I was in a totally different career track at the time, and I knew I wanted to jump careers and go more into fitness. And the first step was getting certified, and it made a huge difference because here I am today as a health education consultant and a personal trainer. And if I had never gotten that cert, that wouldn't have happened. So that's awesome, Leah, that you're doing the NASM cert. You do learn a lot. You'll be good for the test. Just, you know, read your chapters, take the practice tests, and you'll love having that cert. You'll have it lifelong as long as you keep up with your continuing education credits and renew. I stress to anybody that's interested, students I tell all the time that are coming to me from like their exercise science program, get certified. It's just such a good skill to have and something that you can have on your resume forever. If you ever want to get into a health field, even if it's not specifically fitness, it's still just a good cert to have.
For sure. And thank you for sharing a little bit about your story and like how you got your personal training license. And I really love NASM right now, and I'm realizing how little I know about physical fitness. And so it's really cool to learn more about it through NASM. It's super cool.
Yeah. And I tell people, you know, get all the book knowledge that you can from the NASM course. But what really makes a difference if you want to be a personal trainer is that one-on-one personal experience working with an actual client. Now, I know in this day and age, that's looking very different. I'm sure we'll talk a little bit about that. Everything has gone online, which a lot of trainers are working with, including myself. We are still seeing clients through Zoom, or we're teaching group classes on things like Zoom, so it can still be done. So still get that experience of working with clients, knowing how to coach them, how to walk them through a workout, that kind of thing. That's so important.
That's awesome. And I know this pandemic has been so hard on everyone, but we know that moving helps, right? Like, what are some easy ideas or habits for the Lobo community to partake in that surround fitness?
Right. So movement is not just about all that it does for the physical body. We tend to treat the mind and the body separately, and movement can help anxiety and any kind of mental stress that you're going through right now. Just moving the body will help you cope with stressful situations. you think about, if you get too sedentary, you do start to feel like you're not getting anywhere, and you're just kind of stuck. And in this situation, I know a lot of people talking to folks that they just have felt like they're not getting anywhere. They're still stuck back in March when all this happened. And if they do get some movement in throughout the day, they start to feel better about the situation and actually feel like they're getting somewhere. So when I talk to people about moving the body, I'm not just saying because it's great for you physically. That's true, and we all know that, but it's really good for you mentally and emotionally, and to help you with stressful situations. You know, I would tell people some easy ways is just obviously just walk out your front door if you can, if you have good walking areas. And we're pretty lucky here in Albuquerque, and if you're near campus, there's places to walk. And now with the weather getting nicer and cooling down, just get outside and walk, even if it's for 5 to 10 minutes. I want people to just have easy access to fitness. You don't have to have access to a gym. Now, I know Johnson is tentatively opened, and that's great. And if you're, you know, you can get in there and get a workout in, but it's not necessary to always have a gym. And so keep it simple. Keep it where it's easy for you to just do in your day, part of your routine. Don't overwhelm yourself thinking, I got to spend an hour on a treadmill or it doesn't count. Any kind of movement, and even at your desk, if you're at school all day and you're sitting in front of a screen, get up, get some stretching in, get some general movement in, you'll feel a lot better.
Lauren, I have to say that is probably my favorite thing about you, is it's not about just let's get out there and let's work out so hard. Well, not every day anyway. Let's let's work our tail off. It's just, you know, to lose weight or to be buff or to be fit. You're just all about, I want you to be healthy, and you're so genuine about it. And I think that's, you know, I fell off the track. I've been going to grad school, and I went from one crappy job to my amazing job I have now. And, you know, you've been a big part of that in showing me how to continuously move. And I know I hadn't seen you for a couple months, but it was so easy just to jump back in. You know, in a lot of Lauren's classes that she does, they are offered for employees, but you know, we share Lauren's stuff as well on our email listserv, if you guys ever look at that. So please take a look at that. She has classes at noon. And Lauren, I know if people are new to fitness, or, you know, they got a case of the pandemic blues and haven't worked out in a while, which I was in, I know you give a lot of modifications, like from sitting on a chair to doing full-blown jump squats. Can you talk a little bit about that and like what you would suggest for someone who may just be starting out new again?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just to go back to your point real quick about why do we work out? And I know I'm talking to a younger population here with students, and this is how I was in my 20s. I worked out because I wanted to look good.
Yep.
You know, and that's okay. But I also want people to think about, this is for lifelong, to be active. And think about when you get into your 40s, your 50s. I know you may not be able to really think about that right now in your 20s, but this is for the long haul. And if you're physically active for the long haul, you're just going to do better in life for the rest of your life, if that makes sense. So it's, you know, it's more than just to lose weight and look good. I mean, that's a nice byproduct of working out, but it can't be the only reason why we do it. So I'm glad you brought that up, Tiffany. Yeah, just start out small. If you're new to fitness, and this is why I do give modifications, because I don't want people to be intimidated coming into a fitness class. Yes, I do high intensity type classes. That's a lot of my background, is circuit training, weightlifting, CrossFit style workouts. I was a CrossFit trainer for quite some time. I got bit by the CrossFit bug for a while there.
I have to say, I'd be like, you're using AMRAPs and EMOMs and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I'm like, what the heck does that even mean?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And I like that style of training because we don't have to spend forever working out to get an effective workout. I really like the quick, high intensity, only if you're ready for it. And that's why I give modifications for my low impact folks or newer to fitness, so they can still do the same workout high intensity or advanced people are doing, but make it their own. Because here's the deal, like I said, this is lifelong. So it's not about getting everything in that first week that you started working out again because you feel guilty because you haven't been moving since this lockdown pandemic stuff hit. That's fine. Get back into it slow and don't hurt yourself. That's always my message. It's like, you don't have to prove anything to anyone. This isn't a race to the finish line. Again, think long term here. So if you can only do 10 minutes of my class or any kind of fitness because you are just starting from the very beginning, that's okay. I'd rather you start small than go all out, burn yourself out, hurt yourself, have an injury, and then you can't come back the next day or for a month or, you know, worse than that. So that's, yeah, that's my message with, you know, why I give modifications and why I stress that so much in class. Because I know there's folks like that, Tiffany, like how you were feeling. It's like, ah, I got to get back into it. Mm-hmm. I think people's mentality is, I got to do it all now. Yeah. Like some kind of deadline, and then they hurt themselves, and or they can't, they can barely walk the next day because they're so sore.
And, you know, I have to admit that I was like, I was feeling pretty depressed, you know, with the pandemic and grad school's kicking my butt. And I'm like, I just need to go back to Lauren's classes. So that first week, Lauren, I was like, I'm high intensity. I'm going to go and do everything that I used to do, what, 6, 7 months ago? I couldn't get up and down stairs. I couldn't even go use the restroom and get up without hurting. Like, it was horrible. So the next week, I felt like, you know, it took a little bit of my pride, but I did the low impact stuff. And then I could just tell, like, on Monday, by doing a week of just low impact, on Monday I was able to go back into, like, the high intensity, which was so much easier. And I did not, I mean, I was sore, but at least I can get on and off the couch without crying.
Right. Right. It's, I think we're so hard on ourselves in everything that we do. We're, you know, I think people probably listening to this podcast are overachievers. So overachievers in school, overachievers with their health, and they want to do everything right and they want to excel at it. But we all have to remember that if we're starting, you know, from scratch, like we haven't been working out and we're not at that place yet, don't be so hard on yourself. And yes, when you say pride and it was kind of like, oh man, I used to be able to do these things. Yeah, the mind is going to say that to you, but the body's going to tell you something different. You know, you can't go full out, and that's okay. And the beauty of Zoom, having fitness classes on Zoom versus if we were in person, and I'm sure people can relate to this, when you're in an in-person class, don't you feel like you got to keep up with everybody else around you?
Yes.
Yeah, and so that's probably a lot of people feel that way, and so they would never even do an in-person fitness class because of, you know, being around everybody else would make them feel like, oh, I got to keep up with the most advanced person next to me, and I'm nowhere near that. The beauty of the online fitness class is that, Tiffany, you know, unless your husband's over there judging you, no,
he is. He's sitting there eating his lunch because he's a teacher, right? So he has a lunch break at the same time. So I'm smelling this wonderful food as I'm dying some days, like when you had us do burgers forever. And I'm like, don't judge me.
Husbands are great for that, you know. You're like, you come over here and you start doing this. But nobody, I always say this in class, I'm like, you're not going to impress anybody because nobody can see you. So you make it your own workout and you do what's comfortable for you. Yes, I want you to challenge yourself, but within a reasonable, you know, within reason. Don't go crazy full out and totally hurt yourself. Now, with my Zoom Fit classes, I don't have the screen of everybody up because I do get like 50 people at times, and that would just be chaos on my end to see a bunch of people. It would just throw me off. So I always give that disclaimer. Be responsible for how you move your body. And you're not impressing anybody by going full out because nobody can see what you're doing. You know,
that's a good point, Lauren. That's
That is leave the ego at the door, and you can do that totally with online fitness because nobody can see you anyway.
So Lobos, Lauren, is it okay if we share, like, do you use the same Zoom link every day?
No, it's a different Zoom link because the class is different each day, and I want to tie, I don't know, I probably could have done it much easier on myself, but I probably went kind of a clunky way of doing Zoom. Well, I have never used Zoom ever before this happened. I thought I was technically like savvy and knew how to do a bunch of online stuff. I didn't even know what Zoom was until all this happened.
Oh, wow. Well, you've become pretty darn savvy. Do we have a resource that we can share with our students if they wanted to join your Zoom classes?
Yeah, so I, you know, even though I work for employee wellness and work mostly with university staff and faculty, I will work with students too, especially during this time. I think it's really important that the UNM comes together as a full community. So I would never turn away students that want to attend my class. So they would just need to email me to get on my invite list. Okay. So I can send them the calendar invite every morning like I do everybody on that list. So I have a feeling I have students joining. I just don't know because I've had other employees ask me, can I share this with students? And I'm saying yes, especially during this time.
Well, perfect. I think Leah does all of our social media. And I know Leah has one last question for you, but we can probably put this on our Instagram as a story or something, right, Leah? So they can get a hold of Lauren. Perfect.
Okay. Of course.
Ask the question that you want.
My last question is that I used to work out in the gym like every day religiously with Tiffany and during lunch, and it was awesome. But now that we're not in person anymore, or like you can still go to the gym, and there's still small classes. But other than Zoom online, I've been loving biking because the weather is getting nice and cool, especially like in social distancing and wearing a mask, of course. But what are your favorite fall activities?
Oh my goodness. So I love hiking. There's something about putting a heavy backpack. Like, I guess this is the weight. I like lifting something heavy and going up a hill. Like, I really do. And I haven't done much of it yet. I would love to get back out at least into the Sandias. I used to do a hike every weekend with a friend of mine, and we hit every trail in the Sandias. But yeah, there's just something about hiking up a mountain that speaks to me. I'm not I don't do bikes, and I used to be a runner, and then I got over that. I don't run, but yes, hiking up a mountain with the heavy pack on, even if I don't need to bring a bunch of stuff, I just like having. So anywhere in the foothills, like, you know, I would love to go do Embudo, which is in the foothills, you know, one of those trails that you can get through, like if you go through the neighborhoods off of Tramway.
Yes.
There, Embudo is kind of a neat trail because if you don't know where you're going, you can, it's kind of like a secret passageway to get to the full trail. So I would encourage people to check out the Sandias. There's so many different trails that it's just amazing how close that is to the city too. So be safe. Don't get lost. Even though you can see houses, I've gotten lost in the foothills and it's kind of scary. You're going, there's a house right there, but I'm nowhere near a trail. So
I've done the same thing. Yeah.
It's deceiving. You're like, well, there's houses right there. So I'm not like lost in the wilderness, but you get kind of turned around on some of those foothill trails and that's not a good feeling. But
well, yeah. Lauren, you have both Leah and I, if you ever want to go hiking, we'll go with you.
Oh man, I want to do it. I need to get out there and with the leaves changing and my FitLife email I just sent out yesterday highlighted some more areas that I love walking. You know, Bosque is obviously with the cottonwoods changing is so pretty. I love fall and I love that we get fall colors around here. So
yes, that's so true. Mm-hmm. Well, Lauren, Leah and I and all of our listeners want to thank you today for joining us and for everything you do to keep our UNM employees moving and healthy, because without them, none of us could go to school. So thank you. Any last thing, Leah, Lauren? No, you're good? They're shaking their head.
No, this was great. I really appreciate doing this. And yeah, y'all, all the students out there, just keep moving. Do it to feel good right now. If you had certain goals like losing weight, that's okay to still have right now, but just don't overwhelm yourself so much. I couldn't imagine going through this at your age, and I commend you for your strength during this time. So just keep moving and just feel good about what you're doing day in and day out toward your health.
Yes. We all also forget that walking is so easy to do too. And I forget that too. Like if I'm not in the gym and doing an hour of high intensity, like interval training, I'm not doing enough. And during this pandemic, I've like come to realize, no, I am doing enough. Like enough is going for a 20-minute walk, or like trying to get my 10,000 steps in, or standing every hour when my watch tells me to, and I always ignore it. But, you know, just the little things, and all of your advice really helps today. So thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome.
Thank you. All right, Lobos, until next time, this is Honest Tea with Shaq HP. We'll be right back.